even though I admit I don't speak or understand Icelandic, I've found myself listening over and over to the album from our next guest in Icelandic as if I do. This is the Icelandic singer Ásgeir. It's spelled A-S-G-E-I-R. His new album has become the biggest-selling debut in Icelandic history. And, helpfully for us, he's also released that same album in English. Ásgeir is on tour in the U.S., and he joins me here in our studios. Thanks for coming in. It's great to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
And Thanks. Thank you for the English version of these songs.
Yeah, I thought it was appropriate since we wanted to try to connect with more people outside of Iceland to understand the lyrics better and the songs.
You grew up in the northwest of Iceland in a really, yeah. really tiny town. What's the landscape like up there? What was that experience like for you growing up?
It was great. I still feel really connected to that place and always kind of feel like I have to go back there as much as I can. And most of the songs were actually written at that place in that town. But the landscape, you know, there are mountains surrounding it and big river flowing down right in front of it and waterfalls. You can see out to the sea and it's kind of just really beautiful and I really love it there and always feel like the most creative when I go back there. Far up in the north, the nights can be so dark, but in cold takes its
fall on the body, grill a caster's spell. This is the song Head in the Snow, and Ásgeir, lots of images of dark nights in the north, bitter cold, biting cold. Feels very Icelandy to me, to you
yeah.
too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
It makes you think of Icelandic winter, definitely. And my father being one of the lyricists for my songs, most of his lyrics and most of his poems are in some way related to that. So, yeah, definitely. It gives you this image of cold winter, I guess. Yeah.
We should explain that a number of the songs on your album, the words, the lyrics, come from your father, who's a well-known Icelandic poet, is that right?
Yeah, he's a poet, and he's beginning to be quite well-known just after, because he wrote the lyrics to my album.
Uh-huh. Well, he's better known now because of you.
Yeah. He's 74-year-old, and he's been writing poems since he was like 10, and it's kind of just his passion.
What's that been like to turn your dad's words into songs that you're singing?
Most of the time, it was actually the opposite. I had written all the music before, so basically the process was that we recorded some kind of a demo to the song, and then I used to send it over to my dad. And I didn't want to have too much to say, you know, about what he should do and what he should not do, just give him his space, and because I loved his work and I just wanted to come naturally for him, you know. So we sort of got the feel from the song and to make the lyrics instead of the opposite, you know.
Would you have a title? I mean, would you have sent him the title for this song, Head in the Snow?
No, I didn't have a title, but with most of the demos I had actually written like in my own made-up words that kind of sounded like a bit like English, but
sort of a fake English.
Yeah. And that's just something that comes naturally for me when I'm writing. I always need to be singing something or saying something, and usually I just start making up words. So I just decided to write it all down and record it as that, you know.
Can you give us an example? Do you remember anything of what that might have sounded like, those fake English words that you would have sent your father?
Hey, to riddle my off of life, down the treadle could come of mine. This was some of it.
For which song?
This was for Summer Guest, I think.
So those were the sounds, at least, that you sent to your father. He comes back to you with a song in Icelandic, which is now in English, called Summer Guest. Let's listen to a bit of the Icelandic version first.
Fögnuð vorsins handa mér Yfir höfina
And Oscar, what are you singing about here?
Well, this lyric is by my dad, and it's about a bird that brings happiness and joy into people's life and brings the spring before summer and it's, yeah, just kind of good feel.
He rests his legs from the long journey Forms my heart with wondrous song I listen close He tells of
I mentioned that you're on tour now here in the U.S. When you're on stage performing here, do you sing both in English and in Icelandic?
Yeah, we actually mix it up because people really love that Icelandic version, and I can understand why, because it has this mystic about it and something different, you know, something magical that gives maybe the music something more than just understanding, you know.
Yeah, what do you think that is? Because I found myself really kind of hypnotized listening to the Icelandic version.
I don't, you know, so few people speak this language, so it kind of maybe feels like something that, you know, they have never heard before or is totally new to them, you know. And I think Iceland always has this mystique about it, and if you know if the artist is from Iceland, then you get a picture in your head or about, you know, how the sound is and how it kind of feels, and I think the lyrics do the same thing to people, yeah.
Ásgeir, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And your full name is?
It's Ásgeir Trausti Einarsson.
Ásgeir's new album is In the Silence, and in Icelandic, that is...
Dýrðir dauðaþögn.
Great. Thank you again so much.
Thank you.